thanks so much for taking time from a very, very busy schedule. I know that you have to be with us, but I do appreciate it.
John, I appreciate you having me on, Kay.
Listen, I want to jump right to it. I know time is of the essence here, so I don't want to waste any. What are your thoughts about the national championship game 2 nights ago, down at the Alabama-Georgia game?
Well, I got lucky and picked Georgia. I love the under 52.5. Also got lucky and picked that. That was my favorite pick of the game because when generally, Kay, when you have two teams that score like a ton of points, as Georgia and Alabama did the first time, coaches adjust. They're not going to change their operandus modi, whatever it is, modi operandus. They don't change their game plan. Correct me if I'm wrong. They might add a few wrinkles, but generally they have an advantage. They've seen what the best offense that either team can do, so that's why I liked it under. I did like Cincinnati plus 13, so I lost that one against Alabama. But to answer your question, the better team won, and I think history has shown, excuse me, in the last six times a team played in the regular season, they matched up in the bowl game. The winner of the first game lost all six, and that's not – And you understand why it's very tough to beat a team twice in a year. That's basically why I picked Georgia. In fairness to Alabama, if Williams doesn't go down, I think you're looking at a real, real tight game in the fourth quarter that possibly could have gone either way. You basically neutralize Bryce Young, Alabama's quarterback. You got no Mechie, no Williams, and you got some talented young receivers with no experience who don't get the reps like Williams and Mechie do. And he was, I won't say lost, but neutralized. I think that's a fair statement. And still, with about 9 minutes to go in the game, Alabama was winning 18-13. So, brutal loss for Alabama, losing Williams. And they're a different team, as you know, with Williams and Mechie. A good example when Mechie got, I think Mechie or Williams was thrown out of the Auburn game for targeting, and that really affected them. And it just, then you got, again, Mechie not, injured, not playing, and Williams, who's probably he's the fastest receiver in college football, will be, assuming he heals from his ACL, he'll be taken in the first round, probably the first 10 picks. And
yeah,
no surprise here that I'll be really shocked if Alabama and Georgia aren't picked to win the national championship. Or the odds-on favorite in preseason, I look for Alabama to be number one. They pretty much, this was, believe it or not, supposed to be a rebuilding year for Saban. And obviously he did a hell of a job. And look what he's got coming back. Pretty much got everybody coming back. Doesn't have Williams or Mechie, but man, the offensive line returns, maybe missing one starter. And just a ton of talent. Quarterback Will Anderson, the quarterback Bryce Young. And they'll have a... This is the team this year is the team that he's counting on to win the national championship. So no surprise they'll be in the fray, and I'm not counting, you know, some of the recruits they've gotten over the last couple of years. But we'll hear a lot of stars that probably never heard of on both ends, receiving and defense, other than Will Anderson, and the receivers will step up. And just like when they beat Georgia 3-4 years ago in the national championship game, 26-23, and Devontae Smith, I believe, caught the winning touchdown in overtime, about a 40-yard pass. And my first thought was, who was that? So there's probably a lot of who was that on Alabama's team coming back next year. We won't have to throw any benefits for Saban. I think you would agree with all that.
Yeah, I would. I agree with you. And also losing those two receivers and not having them in, there were at least three, maybe four key passes that were just drops.
Correct, because of inexperience and not being on the stage and
exactly.
Not having the reps. One touchdown, I forget who did it, I don't know which one did it, but about on the goal line, and that was in his hands, and he just, for whatever reason, dropped it. But that won't happen generally won't happen when you get some experience and you get used to playing in games like this. And, you know, hey, they're still the second-best team in the country. And I'm not so sure they're not I don't know how to – if they had Williams and Mechie, it would really be a tough game. The rubber match, the third game would be a toss-up.
Absolutely. Well, listen, let me jump here a little. Give me your thoughts on the outlook for the Gators. And I'd like for you to, if you will, to chat for a minute about What do you hear about Mullen? What is the whole story about Mullen? I keep hearing there's more to it than people know. I'm not sure what that means, but something went on down there. Mullen was not expected to go that early. And what do you see happening with the Gators here?
Well, first of all, I just think, as you know, he made a lot of public statements that were really that had to be defended by the athletic department, so that wasn't a good sign. But meanwhile, he could have said anything he wanted if he won. But it's obvious that Florida, well, you know, Kay, Florida's like a bastion for talent, the state of Florida. And recruiting-wise, it's not difficult to recruit people to go to Florida. And recruiting-wise, it was terrible. Not terrible, but terrible in the sense that not in the same league as Georgia. And I'm not so sure it was much better than Kentucky or Tennessee and in the East. So recruiting, you can't win, as you know, Kay. What would you rather do? Would you rather coach, the Kansas City Chiefs, or would you rather coach the Jacksonville Jaguars? Talent makes all the difference in the world. Of course, you got to put the team together. But when you have recruits that are below SEC standards, and when I say SEC standards, below East to win the East and to compete in the SEC year in and year out, you're not going to win. And I think that's what caught up with him. He just was not a good recruiter, which surprised me. But unless you know something I don't know. And then you throw in some of the wild statements he made that weren't politically correct. Some of them he probably didn't mean what he said, but he still said them. And the fact that you could see he couldn't beat Georgia, beat him one time, I think. And put all that together. And again, when you're not winning, when you're winning, you can do whatever the heck you want, as you know. But when you're not winning, you get tremendous scrutiny, and that's pretty much what happened. And I think that Florida will be better off for it, and I think that Napier will do a hell of a job. He's a 10 times better recruiter. I don't know that he's a better play caller than Mullen. I think Mullen does a great job with quarterbacks, but you got to get a Bryce Young or somebody like that, or Tua, to Florida to be able to work with him. I think he did a really good job with what he had, but he's the reason why they had what they had. I don't know too much about the freshman quarterback. I assume he's a good one, but is he the best one Florida could have gotten? I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
Napier's got a good staff. He's a young guy. He'll definitely recruit well, and he did a hell of a job before, and there's no reason to think that he won't. I think he'll do a better job than Mullen. I'm talking about recruiting him and winning games, but we'll see.
Yeah, I hear good things about him, so we'll see. It won't take long. What about an overall SEC outlook, Danny, as you see for this coming year? The SEC is shaking up. There's some big changes coming. I'd like for you to chat for a minute. For example, Texas A&M has undoubtedly had some of the best recruiting over the last 2 years, in particular this year, of anybody in the league. Kelly going to LSU. Auburn, a lot of Auburn fans around here. What the heck's going on at Auburn? And just in general, the SEC in particular with those what people around here are familiar with.
Right. Well, so let's start with Auburn. We'll take their season. Very disappointing, obviously. But in fairness to Arson, when you lose your – what happens if Alabama, let's say, to start the Georgia game and Bryce Young couldn't play? I know Alabama, and you do too, would be in real trouble. So Auburn lost their quarterback, and that's when they went into a tailspin when they lost Nix. And nothing against Finley, but he's not the answer. He could, you know, come in and relieve him and maybe do well as he did. He saved him in, I think, the second game. I can't remember who they almost lost to, Georgia Southern or someone like that. But overall, it was disappointing, but I do understand why they did what they did. Playing against Alabama, the game against Alabama was sensational. In fairness to Alabama, they had one prize in mind, that was beating Georgia. And if they lost to Auburn and beat Georgia in the title game, they were going to the playoffs. And that's probably what would have happened either way. But they're very lucky to beat Auburn. And that shows you Auburn has potential. anyway, Harsin, long story short, I thought he'd be in big trouble this year without a quarterback, and getting Zach Calzada was a great move. I don't see Finley replacing him, and there's the two other kids, Davis and I don't know how you pronounce it, Jurnier or something. But they, I don't know too much about them, but they'll all battle. But clearly, Calzada, I mean, he did a hell of a job. He took over for Haynes King. King was injured in the Colorado game. He was shaky when he took it. I don't blame him. He had never played before, or he hadn't started. But he improved every game. They lost to Mississippi State, I think, in Arkansas back-to-back. And then that particular time, he was ready, and he played unbelievable against Alabama. That's no small feat. How many people beat Alabama? And he threw for like three touchdowns and I think close to 300 yards. But bottom line is, a garrulous answer, is Calzada was a great move by Harsin. And that's solidified. That takes a lot of, as long as he's healthy, Auburn will have a much better team. If you look at the overall conference, let's take the West. What you said about A&M is correct. They're in a team that's improving. Hayes King, assuming he's healthy, he's a very good quarterback, better than Calzada. Obviously, he beat him out. But it looks like, of course, Alabama number one, and I would say right behind him be A&M. Auburn will be improved. I don't see how they can't be improved. They were, 6-7? And I'm trying to think LSU will be improved, but they're not in the same ballpark. Mississippi, I don't know that they won't be as good as last year. Mississippi State may be the same. So it'll be Alabama and A&M. And the winner of that game, which will be played in Tuscaloosa, will win the conference, and I'll be very surprised if it's not Alabama. And Kay, I don't know what you know. You follow it a lot better than I do in the sense of personnel and what have you in coaching, but can you tell me a team that's going to challenge Georgia next year? I don't see one in the East.
Maybe Tennessee might be good, but
I'm talking about challenging. They got to go to Georgia and beat Georgia. I don't think they'll be that strong.
No. I agree with you. I don't think that's going to happen.
No, and then see, look at Alabama and Georgia. No shock. Both of them are going to be ranked 1 and 2, or should be when the season starts, preseason. Kelly with LSU is interesting. I would think if you can win at Notre Dame, he ought to be able to win at LSU. I'm told he's a very good recruiter. You could make an argument, well, he's never recruited the South, but he recruits the nation. I think it's an upgrade. I think that surprised me. There are probably other coaches I might have looked at only because of his age, but I think he'll do a good job. I think it was a bold hire, and I don't think it was a negative hire. What are your thoughts? I mean, you probably know Kelly. I don't know him.
Well, I don't know Kelly, but I do know this. In talking with some other football people, it's with amazement that people, when people heard that Kelly was leaving Notre Dame to go to LSU, now you say, well, LSU, I've heard all that. LSU got a better chance to win a national championship than at Notre Dame. Let me tell you, you lose one game in 2 years at the University of Notre Dame, and you step away from that job, and very secure in that job at Notre Dame, and you step away from that job to go to another school, any school, much less one that is having some problems, no question about it. They've got some personnel problems there, kids leaving in the droves. I understand they've got some locker room problems as well that were instigated by a previous staff. I don't know. I see that as being very unusual, number one. When most coaches in the country would give an arm to have a Notre Dame job. So I can't answer that one, Danny.
It surprised me, but I do think that I've heard Kelly's a very good coach and he's a very good recruiter. And you can, it's obvious you can recruit at LSU. They got a lot. They turn people into pros every year. So I think it's a good move. Are there other people that I might have hired? Probably. Not knock on Kelly, but I would have tried to bring in someone in his 40s, late 40s. But I can understand it. But I think, I think with the talent, and again, if he's a recruiter, it's obvious, like you said, you lose one game in 2 years. So I'm sure that he probably saw the writing on the wall in the sense that, hey, I lose these games, but Clemson beats the heck out of me a couple of years ago in the playoffs. Alabama beats the heck out of me. I don't even come close to them. We don't have the team speed or the talent. We're very good, but we just don't have the talent to match up with them. So maybe he thought that, you know, nice move to LSU. Maybe he's got. I will say this. Has a much better chance of winning a national championship at LSU than he does at Notre Dame. For whatever reason, it could be academics at Notre Dame. I don't know what their problem is. I hear their guys, they're, I don't know if it's their academic advisor, but they turned down a lot of good players that wind up going to Southern Cal and other schools because they can't get in academically because Notre Dame's academics are pretty high. But then again, you could argue there are other schools that are high that do well, but not as well as Notre Dame has done. So who knows? It was a shock. Let me say this. If you look at the list of coaches in the SEC, I would not want to be coaching in the SEC. It's a monster list of really, really good coaches. I know you'd agree with that.
Absolutely. It really is. Even when you get down to Mississippi and Mississippi State, let me tell you, and we could go on and we could talk 30 minutes just about that. But,
no, that's
you're
true.
Right.
No, you just got unbelievable coaches. It's scary. And you're recruiting against them, and they can coach, and they put good staffs together. And granted, I think the cheapest salary is probably about $4 million a year the last time I checked a few years ago. That's a coach that will finish seventh in the East or the West will make at least $4 million. Not bad. So, interesting. And, of course, it's not like pro football where they fire everybody. That was another story. I don't know if you wanted to go in all the firings and coach in pro in the NFL before. It's really surprised me. I don't know about you, but it did me.
I'd like to get you back on here really in a couple of weeks when we get a couple of things that we want to talk about, including some of the hirings and rumors of hirings that we'll have by then. But I don't have time to keep.
Weren't you a little surprised that they fired Mike Zimmer, Kay? I mean, I know Zimmer had been there like 8 years and been in the playoffs, I don't know, maybe three times, had a really good, decent winning record. I guess you just, you know, the owners want, hey, we need to go the next step. And that surprised me. Didn't shock me. Flores, I really thought that Ross, the owner, would give him another year. I mean, hell, they started, I think last year they were like 10-6. And they had a good young team that made some good trades and draft choices. And this year they started out, it was really terrible, 1-7 instead of folding the tent. He finished 9-8, and I thought, well, that should be enough to keep him. I mean, we've only been there a couple of years, or 3 years. But the owners of something else in Chicago, I don't know, he had a winning record too, not much. I understand the Giants, that kind of pulled the trigger. Second year of Judge, he's like, I think, 10-23 or so. But it's really
it's
what happens when you got non-football people like owners making the decision. But that's another story.
That's right.
The owner's fault. It's always the general manager's or somebody else's.
Yeah. Well, you heard. I'm sure you probably heard what happened at Miami. That was absolutely unexpected and something that should have never happened, according to what the coach had done there. But there was a tremendous struggle, and this is why you have to be so careful. I could get on a soapbox and go on and give you hundreds of examples, but I won't do that now because we damn sure don't have time. But the big problem down there was between the general manager and the coach. They hated each other, couldn't get along, and it was not a racial thing. Because they're both African-American. They're both black. So it was not a racial deal. They couldn't stand each other, couldn't get together on any decision, and it had become intolerable, and neither one would bend any. So somebody had to go, and the coach went.
It was me. It wouldn't be the coach. The coach, it seems that Flores had a really good relationship with his players. And, hell, Miami's hired 13 head coaches in their history. And I would have, if that were the case, if I were the owner, I would say to both of them, you better get along, and I tell the general manager, are you going to be history? Because this guy's doing a good job turning the team around. But if you're going to get rid of one, Kay, in that situation, you get rid of both of them. And you know, that way you don't have any problems with the guys come in.
Yeah, that's
I would get rid of the general manager first.
yeah, he'd probably be the same way with another coach. But anyway, I've got to jump here real quick because I got more thing I've got to ask you, and I've kept you over time, and I apologize for that. FSU, got a lot of FSU fans here. What do you see happening there? They're making progress. I don't think there's any question about that. But
just need to.
Where do you see that?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Okay, didn't they get a good quarterback or a transfer portal? Am I getting them mixed up with somebody? Or did they recently get one?
Well, they did. They've had about four transfers in there that are all quality players, I understand. So they've had some good things happen.
They'll be improved. I don't think they'll be as good as they could be, but I don't think they'll be as good as Clemson. I think North Carolina will be vastly improved. But, yeah, Florida State is – I mean, they're improving. It's a school that, you know, forever dominated college football, not recently, not since Jimbo Fisher left. But, yeah, they'll be improved. He's done a decent job, and I don't know how their recruiting was this year. I'm sure it wasn't bad. And you mentioned the transfer portals, a lot of the, you know, four good players. But, yeah, he's heading in the right direction. I don't see a problem. And I think the ACC, obviously the ACC is not as strong as it used to be. So, yeah, Florida State, I'd give him a couple of more years, two more recruiting classes, at least one more. Well, I'm trying to think, what year is this for him? I can't think. Is this his third year?
Third year. No.
Yeah, third year. So I'd give him one more recruiting class. You should show, at the end of the third year, you should show tremendous improvement. I mean, obviously Saban won a national championship at LSU his third year. He inherited crap at Alabama, third year national championship. The third year really starts to show, and after the fourth year, if you don't win the third or fourth year and improve, then you're not the right coach for that job and those expectations. They'll be better.